Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. Tis the season to talk about fall foliage, and I just love this subject, and I love our next guest on Westmoreland Community Connections. That is Eric Knopsnyder. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. This is a fun subject today, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, this is probably my favorite time of the year. I absolutely love fall in the Laurel Highlands. And I mean, it's easy to see why, right? Just look outside at this time of the year and you can see why it's such a wonderful time to be here.
It really is. And you have some exciting news to share with everyone who's listening today from USA Today. What's the exciting news?
I do. USA Today announced that the Laurel Highlands finished second in the best fall foliage in the nation contest. So that is another feather in our cap. We finished second to Michigan's Upper Peninsula, which, I'm competitive, so I'd like to have that top spot. But it's still an amazing honor for us to for the region to be in the top two nationally in fall foliage.
And this isn't the first time.
No, it's not. This is the fifth consecutive year that the Laurel Highlands has finished in the top 10. Last year, Keystone State Park was voted the top destination. So, I mean, it's really becoming known across the nation that if you want great fall foliage, to come to the Laurel Highlands.
So let's talk about, for people who aren't familiar with the branding of the Laurel Highlands, there's a couple of counties that are included in that.
Correct. For our purposes for tourism, we look at it and it is Somerset, Fayette, and Westmoreland counties. So that's what we're the destination marketing organization. That's what Go Laurel Highlands is for those three counties. So we work to promote the area and let people know all the wonderful reasons why they should come and visit us.
And you have these great nuggets of information that you share with the media, even down to the number of tree species that makes this such a fabulous place to be in the fall.
And I credit the state for this. DCNR says that Pennsylvania has more than 130 native tree species, which gives us the state as a whole one of the most diverse fall foliage displays in the world. And really, nowhere is that more evident than here in the Laurel Highlands. So even though we had a summer drought, which means we're seeing the colors change a little earlier, and we might lead to a little less vibrancy than we've seen in the past few years, it's still one of the best places in the world to spend a fall weekend.
Oh, yeah, so many vantage points, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell people all the time, no matter how beautiful your trees are, if you're on a flat piece of ground and you can only see the one ahead of you, you're not going to have great fall foliage. But with us, we have so many ridges and valleys that there's a perfect vantage point to see the fall foliage. And that elevation also means that different parts of the region peak at different times. So as you're driving through it, you get a really varied look at the fall foliage and the colors. And it's just a wonderful time and a wonderful way to go through it.
CNN has even covered this.
They did. We were featured in CNN Travel, the Laurel Highlands Scenic Byway, which is Route 711 and 381. You're driving over that. Again, you come around a curve and you see this beautiful fall foliage unveiled to you, or you come over a hill and you see some more of it. It's really cool. And then you get the quaint towns that you're driving through as well, like Ligonier and Ohio Pyle, and these places that people talk about and people want to come to. So it's just a great way to see the Laurel Highlands in the fall.
And you really have done a lot of work to try to promote that and continue to get people to visit that. So, what kind of things can they find on your website about fall foliage?
Yeah, if you go to golaurelhighlands.com, we have a blog post up there about eight amazing fall foliage spots. Again, finding that spot where you're high enough that you can see into the valley and you can see all the different trees and maybe a river in there or another hillside. There are just so many great vantage points in the Laurel Highlands. And this is a list of some of those that you can go check out.
You want to highlight one or two for us so we can
I mean,
see a
if
little
you're
bit?
in the Ohio Pyle area, obviously Bachman Rock is a great one. That one's a really easy one to access where you don't really have to do any hiking. You can park your car, kind of make a little bit of a hike up a rock face that's still not too difficult and a great vantage point. Some of the others are Wolf Rocks is a more challenging hike. Beam Rocks is another one that's not, it's kind of in between those two. It's maybe a half a mile trail to it. And when you get those overlooks, they're just spectacular that you can see for so far Now you got me off topic here, and I'm just rambling about
I
all of
love
them.
it
But
though. No, I want to hear about it.
Mount Davis in Somerset County, that's the highest point in the state. So you go up there, and there's an old fire tower. They now call it an observation tower. So if you're not afraid of heights, you climb that, you get up there, and you can see, it seems like forever. And you just get the whole forest unfolds in front of you.
Awesome. It sounds great. And so while you're taking those drives and while you're visiting those vantage points, there's also lots to do in terms of festivals this fall, correct?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the leaves are one of the great reasons to come to the Laurel Highlands or be in the Laurel Highlands in the fall. And our fall festivals are as well. I mean, you could argue that this is probably the most fun time to be out and about in the Laurel Highlands because there are so many fall festivals going on all over the three counties. If you're a young family, you have young kids, Idyllwild's Halibut is such a cool place to go. This is at Idyllwild, but it's really designed for the little ones. It's not, there are plenty of scary attractions out there. We all like to be scared around Halloween, but this is kind of that for that younger age group where they're not into that yet. They're in the cute and cuddly costumes, get to show those off. So you go out to Idyllwild Saturdays and Sundays through October 27th. They have 30 rides and attractions. And again, it's fun, family oriented. They have Halloween shows, dance parties, character meets. The kids love the Daniel Tiger characters and getting out there. So it's just a great time of year to get those little ones out to Idyllwild.
That's going to be just a really fun time to get out to Halibu for sure. You also highly recommend Living Treasures in the fall.
Again, families, like, this is perfect. So Friday and Saturday nights through October 26th, it's not a scary event. You can walk through the torch lit walkways and see how the animals behave at night. And that can be quite different than what you're usually seeing in this atmosphere during the day, because many of these animals are nocturnal. So this is your chance to see them at night in the lives that they truly live instead of what you're seeing during the day.
Isn't that it just it's I love it there. I've taken my kids there several times and you can feed the animals and really interact with them. So I think that sounds great.
Yeah, they're a great partner. And then another one that's a fun one is Confluence Pumpkin Fest. So I don't know, if you've been out to Confluence, it's a cute little trail town on the Great Allegheny Passage. It's really been reborn through cycling, and the town just comes alive for this event. So that is October 4th through the 6th. That'll be its 35th year. And they've got some fun events. It's a festival. You've got the Pumpkin Fest Queen pageant, and you've got a 5K run slash walk, some antique and classic car shows, and then, of course, the great festival food and drinks and all that. So that's another fun one that'll be coming up here quickly.
That's going to be really, really fun. Seven Springs too, right? I mean, they are all over this.
Absolutely. Autumn Fest, they just got some love from USA Today as well. Autumn Fest was ranked as one of the top five fall festivals in the country by USA Today.
Really?
Yeah,
Wow.
great, great
Wow.
recognition there. And this one goes weekends through October or into October. It's the 5th and 6th, the 12th and the 13th, and the 19th and 20th. And one of the cool things about this is, again, we talked about the changes in elevation and how much of a difference that makes in seeing the fall foliage. What better way to do that than on a chairlift at a ski resort? So you can ride on the chairlift and see the fall foliage kind of all around you on the ski slopes there.
That's going to be fantastic. So you
Yeah.
can go up there, get on a chairlift, see the fall foliage. They have face painting. There's the pumpkin patch, the kid zone. There's a hay maze, an alpine slide. I mean, come on. How much better
Yeah,
can it
so
get?
you're getting everything but the skiing up there at this
Yeah.
time of year at Seven Springs. A lot of fun things going on. And then, if you're an adult and want to go, they had the you may remember they had the top apres ski bar in North America,
Oh,
according to
yes.
USA Today, at the Foggy Goggles. So if you're not there with the kids, maybe have an adult beverage after the day is done.
That is great. Fantastic. All right. So, what if you're looking maybe to head toward the Delmont area? You have any ideas down that way?
I absolutely do, Jennifer. The Delmont Appwood Arts Festival. I think this is such a cool one. It's really hones in on the apple portion of fall, what we love so much. You can get freshly pressed apple cider there, which you can actually watch being made on an antique press. So it's something a little different that you don't get at most festivals. They really lean into the apple end of it here. They have the normal food, entertainment, craft vendors, and then they also have an apple bake contest, which I don't know how you get to be a judge on this contest, but that seems like a pretty good gig to me if you're tasting apple pie and all the apple pastries and all those wonderful things, right? That would be a wonderful way to spend your weekend.
That's going to be amazing for sure. Hopefully the weather holds off, and we know how October can be, so
Yes.
that would be great if that holds off. You can go to Bedford, you can go to Fort Ligonier. Tell us about those areas.
Yeah, so Bedford Fall Foliage, even though that's not in the Laurel Highlands, they're one of our partners. And this is really one of the great festivals in the state. Oprah Winfrey named it, in fact, one of the top festivals in the nation a couple of years ago. So it's so big, it's spread out over 2 weekends there, October 5th and 6th, and October 12th and 13th. So well worth the drive to go check out the Fall Foliage Festival at Bedford. You've got over 400 artists and craftspeople lining the streets there. So just a fun time to get out and check out some different things in Bedford. And then maybe the biggest one that we have in the region, certainly in the Laurel Highlands, is Fort Ligonier Days. This one is just so popular. You get thousands, tens of thousands of people that come back every year to Ligonier to celebrate or to commemorate the French and Indian War battle, which occurred on October 12th, 1758. And a lot of people use this as almost a reunion of sorts. People that may have moved away, they're like, hey, we're going to come back for fall for Fort Ligonier Days and see the fall foliage, reconnect with the people that we grew up with. So this is really one of the best events of the calendar year in our region.
And it's nice that it commemorates that historic French and Indian War, the battle on October 12th. So.
All of these places have great food, and here you've got the local spirits and a parade and all that. But what you don't get with all these others is that historic reenactment of the battle. So this is kind of a fun event, but also an educational historical event too. So a lot to take from Fort Ligonier Days.
It's going to be really fun. So I see that from your list on the website that there's a place called Yinzer Valley Farms, and to me that sounds like a perfect place to visit in the fall.
We had an event last year that we did for the first time. I don't know. I don't think we've talked too much before about the Pour Tour on your program, but the Laurel Highlands Pour Tour is a great thing that we've had going for several years now. And it's kind of like the passport that you get at the national parks, where you get a passport and you take it to a park and you get a stamp and you kind of fill that up. Well, we're doing that with our craft beverage partners across the region. And we're up to more than 60 partners, 60 locations now. And so you take that there, you make a purchase, and you either get a sticker in your book, or if you have the digital app, you can put it, you can do it that way. You can get it stamped digitally. And so you do that, and we'll give you prizes when you get to certain levels. And people really liked it, but they're like, hey, we'd love to be able to kind of all get together in one place and visit quite a few of these craft beverage makers. So last year we started this event called Bonfires, Barrels, and Booze. And that will be October 27th, as you said, at Yinzer Valley Farms in Mount Pleasant. Goes from noon to 5. Last year was the first event we did, and it was just a huge success. People were immediately asking, are you going to do it again next year? They couldn't wait for
Sounds amazing. I'm looking it up right now as we're talking.
it.
I'm like,
So,
this
okay,
sounds
I'll keep
fun.
talking then, Jennifer. I'll tell you a little more about it.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
it's a $40 ticket to get in. But with that, you get the Pour Tour sticker, which will help you fill up your passport. You get a tasting glass. And if you sign up before October 6th, you'll actually get a free t-shirt out of it. And then we're going to have, I believe it's about 18 craft beverage vendors there. And so those are breweries, wineries, distilleries. Cider is available. That's what Yinzer Valley does, is cider. And then we have Laurel Highlands Meadery, which makes, that old time drink mead. So there are just so many different options that you can experience there. And I was doing it last year. I was working it. And I was able to, I wasn't drinking, wasn't getting to sample any of the things, but it was a blast just being there. It's such a really cool venue. I believe it used to be a golf course. So it's this huge area. You're out in nature. We had a beautiful day last year. There's a bonfire going. If the weather gets a little chilly, you can kind of sit around the bonfire and enjoy that. And then again, you just get the opportunity to try all of these different craft beverage makers throughout the region.
I love talking to you. Eric Knopfsnyder is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. He is the go-to guy for anything that's happening in our region, especially this fall. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk some more about sports and getting away not just from football, but moving into some other sports that might be fun to watch during the fall. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Eric Knopfsnyder. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. Now, Laurel Highlands encompasses Somerset, Westmoreland, and Fayette counties. So earlier this year, we had a radio show and we were talking about things that were coming up for the spring and the summer. And we talked about St. Vincent College hosting the Steelers and what a huge attraction that is to the Laurel Highlands, right? And camp went well, right? And businesses certainly experience an uptick during camp, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, Steelers training camp is huge for the Laurel Highlands because you keep the hotels in Latrobe fill up. I mean, because I don't know if people around here appreciate how much of a global brand the Steelers are, but I mean, they bring people in from not only all over the country, but all over the world. Go Laurel Highlands sets up at Steelers training camp. We have a booth there and people stop by and we like to talk to them, find out where they're from. And it's amazing you find people from Mexico and Ireland. And even last year, I think we had New Zealand. Like it's crazy the distance that people will travel just to see the Steelers. And for a lot of people, training camp is better than going to a game because you go to a game and yeah, you get to enjoy the game, you get to experience that, and there's nothing like going to a Steelers game. But the thing that's really appealing about going to training camp is this is where you have the opportunity. First of all, it's free, so it's much more affordable than trying to go to a Steelers game. And second of all, you can actually get up close to the players. If you're at Acrisure Stadium, you're seeing them probably from a really far away distance. You have no chance to go out and get a signature, get to talk with them, anything like that. But when you're going to St. Vincent for training camp, you can line the walkway there. They'll stop and sign autographs, maybe take a selfie. All these different things. So for a lot of people, that is by far the most accessible that a Pittsburgh Steelers player will ever be. And now the Laurel Highlands, we were fortunate enough, we actually partnered with Cam Hayward this year. So we did some campaigns. Like I got to do a shoot with him at Falling Water. He talked about the Laurel Highlands and what he likes to do here. And now we've got a cardboard cutout that we like to carry around of Cam. So he was at our annual dinner this week, as the cardboard cutout and some different things. Some people love to get some pictures taken with his cardboard cutout at camp. So yeah, it's a great partnership we have with him. And then the Steelers are also, we are now the Laurel Highlands is now an official vacation destination partner of the Steelers. So this is really exciting news for us because again, we're tapping into that worldwide global brand that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we're helping people say, hey, when you want to come to a Steeler game, you want to come see a game in October, that's great. Enjoy your time in Pittsburgh, but come out to the Laurel Highlands as well. Maybe get a cabin, enjoy that fall foliage, spend some time here, go for a hike, go for a bike ride on the Great Allegheny Passage. So it's really a great partnership that we have with the Steelers right now.
And let's face it, with a somewhat declining population in Western Pennsylvania, we really need these attractions because it can make a decision for someone to move here, right?
It does, absolutely. It's funny. So I've been traveling. My past month has just been a whirlwind, Jennifer. I was in Roanoke, Virginia for a conference, came back, and then I brought in six journalists that I hosted here in the Laurel Highlands. So we went and stayed at Seven Springs while I showed them all around the region. And then I actually drove them up to the Finger Lakes in New York for the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association, brought two more of them back, showed them around the region, spent a couple more days at Seven Springs. And then I just got back from El Paso, Texas, where I was working with the Outdoor Writers Association. And it's amazing when I bring these people in from, you know, their job is to travel. Like, they get paid to travel and to write about it and let people know about these wonderful destinations. And it's so amazing when I bring these people in who are so well traveled, and they are just floored by what we have in the Laurel Highlands here. And I know one of the writers, I kept joking with her. I'm like, hey, I can get you a real estate agent. You know, if you want to move here, we can find you a real estate agent. And so that's the running joke is I just talked to her today on social media, and she said, yeah, I might have to get a cabin up there in the Laurel Highlands. So, you know, it's
awesome.
Great to be able to show it off for tourists. But yeah, as you said, you know, maybe we can get some people to move here and realize what we have here in the Laurel Highlands.
But part of the partnership that you built throughout these three counties with Go Laurel Highlands was really designed to help with the economy. And a lot of businesses buy into this and partner with you and, you know, ask for placement on your website, ask to promote their events. And you've become that clearinghouse for that. And I think it's really taken off, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We have so many partners that we work with. And as I said, we just had our annual dinner. And that was kind of great because I was talking with Wander Ridge, the owners of Wander Ridge. I don't know if you know about them yet, but there are these geodesic domes that they're domes that are built on a hillside, just gorgeous, unique lodging that you can stay in. Wonderful idea. I think it's really going to take off well for them. But I was talking with the owner after the awards dinner because they were honored for their involvement and the things they're doing there. And he said that, you know, Go Laurel Highlands is awesome. We love you. So, but the other things that we love is to connect with the partners, the other people that are part of Go Laurel Highlands. Because he said, when people come here, they want to stay in our geodesic domes, but they also want to know, well, what else is there to do in the Laurel Highlands?
Really?
And so that's what he said, that through our organization, he's able to connect with these other places and say, oh, well, hey, you know, go check out Falling Water, go do this at Ohio Pile, go here for a meal, you know, and that's really important, where we can bring those different types of businesses together and really create a whole experience for people when they come to the Laurel Highlands, where it isn't come here and do one thing and stay in a silo. You know, it's really connecting with everybody throughout the region.
Yeah, I mean, and you can jump on. I mean, the website's really, really well done, right? I mean, you can search for something specific. You can search for something general. You can search for something on a specific day. All of those things, right?
Absolutely. And one of the good things, I'm sure that most of your listeners are local to the Laurel Highlands, or, you know, regular listeners. So for people like that, we've got an events calendar where you can find out anything that's happening in the Laurel Highlands that our partners are able to share with you. They go on there, they put in their event. So you can type in, you know, what's going on this weekend? And you can narrow it down to, oh, I want a fall festival, or I want family fun, or I want, you know, maybe a brewery, things like that on the Poor Tour. So you can really use that as your calendar of events. And I know I've told you this before, my problem is trying to not want to do everything on that calendar of events, because my wife kind of lectures me sometimes, says, look, we can't do everything on the events calendar. I know there's a lot going on in the Laurel Highlands, but we can't do everything. So we got to pick and choose. So yeah, absolutely. Check out GoLaurelHighlands.com. And you can see so many of the things that are happening in the region.
We're well into sealer season now. And that's something that people can plan for next year if they want to come out to St. Vincent College. But there's more than one sport in Western Pennsylvania. Why don't you tell us about that?
All right. So I don't think I've ever talked to you about this before, Jennifer. But so a lot of people know me for my role in the Laurel, with Go Laurel Highlands and what I do in tourism. But a lot of people also know me for another role that I have, is that I've been heavily involved with amateur wrestling for most of my life. I wrestled all through high school and college. And after that, I spent about another 20 years covering the sport for media. And I worked with an organization called PA Power Wrestling, which is a partner now of Go Laurel Highlands, based here in Westmoreland County. And so really excited to announce that PA Power is holding an event here called True Power, and they're going to have that at Seton Hill University on October 19th. And I know wrestling is kind of a niche sport. You know, it's not the mainstream thing. But for those who don't know, Pennsylvania is the hotbed for wrestling in America, and arguably one of the best spots in the world for wrestling. So whenever PA Power Wrestling is bringing the best high school wrestlers in the state to Seton Hill on October 19th, they're bringing some of the best wrestlers in the world to Seton Hill on October 19th. I mean, if this was football, we'd be Texas. You know, it's that comparable that wrestling is, again, it's a small audience, but the audience that there is extremely passionate about it. And they're just incredible wrestling in Pennsylvania. So to be able to have this at Seton Hill is really exciting, here in our backyard. And that will start at 4 p.m. on October 19th at Seton Hill.
Can anyone go to that? You don't have to be a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. You can pick up a ticket, check that out. It's going to be a really fun event. Whether you are into wrestling or whether you're picking it up for the first time, good chance to go out and see really high level competition there.
Amazing. That's going to be a really nice event, and good for you. It's close to you.
Yes, absolutely.
As opposed to, you said people are coming in from all over the country, correct?
Well, for this, it'll be mostly Pennsylvania guys, but yeah, you'll get people that want to see this. I'm sure Ohio people will be pouring in to see this. I mean, it's a big attraction when you get a chance to see these guys and girls compete.
So once again, USA Today readers are voting our region, the Laurel Highlands, as one of the best places to view fall foliage. Although we are ranked second best, you believe we are first in that place. And, you know, you're working really hard to make sure that people know about it. And that's what you do. So why don't you tell people all the ways that they can connect with Go Laurel Highlands and find out more about all these events?
Yeah, you can do so on our website, which is golaurelhighlands.com. And we also have an app now that's really kind of becoming more robust. We rolled it out a little while ago, and we're adding some features to that. There's a coffee trail on there now, in addition to our pour tour, so you can see some of the different coffee spots in the region, different things to do there. So absolutely check out the app, download that, and then, yeah, check out our blogs. Like I said, we have 8 amazing places to see fall foliage in the Laurel Highlands. And I know the listeners can't see it, but Jennifer, you can see my background on the call here is an amazing shot that our photographer Alex Byers took of the Ohio Pile High Bridge, just the incredible fall foliage that we get here. So a wonderful opportunity. Take this time, get out, see what we have here in the Laurel Highlands.
Facebook, Instagram,
yes.
Twitter, website, all
yes.
of those
TikTok,
ways. You guys
all
are
of those
everywhere.
Things. Yeah,
TikTok,
yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And the great thing is we're starting to work with other content creators. So we're helping to spread that message. We talked before about the journalists, the writers that come in. We're also working with people who are huge on TikTok or Instagram, and they come in. We had one a few weeks back who showed off Treetops Restaurant, the amazing location there at Polymath Park, got over 4 million views on TikTok.
Wow.
And we talked to Treetops, and they said the phone was ringing off the hook. People wanting to.
I know, but now you can't even get into Treetops as it is. Now you can never get into Treetops. There you go.
Sorry, I let the secret out there. That's my job. I got to get it out there. But yeah, we love seeing that when our businesses are really benefiting from the coverage that we're getting for the region.
Eric Knopf-Snyder is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. As always, Eric, you do a fantastic job. Make sure that you check out Go Laurel Highlands on all social media channels and the website. Wonderful, wonderful amount and content. Information is all there waiting for you to plan your fall foliage views and trips and festivals. So thanks again, Eric.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.